Hello, I'm John, and I'm reading the editorial. I've just finished writing a play about an admiral who was always in two minds. This is not a good quality for a leader, and in his time he was known as Captain Indecisive. Although he rose seamlessly through the ranks, his indecision proved to be his undoing and led to public opprobrium, humiliation, and an untimely death. All of which has made me think about my cat, Eddie. Now he has a brother called Bertie who never suffers from doubt. He knows his own mind. Any hint of food, and like a greyhound from the traps, he comes hurtling into the kitchen, shouting in his feline way for sustenance to be immediately delivered. Not so Eddie. His absence at such moments is marked. He is a big cat with a void to fill. We call and call, and finally he hoves into view in the garden, wending his weary way like a furry ship of the line, past the bed of grasses, stopping to take a nibble here and a bite there, and finally, without any hint of urgency, ends up at the back door. Now, we as humans can quite often be in two minds about the dilemmas we face in life and the problems we need to solve. But after a great deal of academic study, I have concluded that Eddie is a cat not of two minds, but of a thousand. He pauses so long in his confusion of thought that no decision is ever made before the planets have shifted slightly in their orbit. He also understands that the need to make his mind up is not pressing. After all, how is he going to spend the rest of the day? Well, asleep mostly, which leads me to wonder what cats dream about. Perhaps a thousand abstract things. Perhaps just about small chunks of meat in a sachet. Eventually, after much cajoling, he will saunter in, glance wearily at his brother and look up, his expression communicating nothing much more than, "What now?" In many ways, Eddie's mindset is admirable. There is a tendency in modern life to believe every problem has a binary element, in or out, yes or no, life or death, to leave or not to leave, that sort of thing. And an almost lemming-like quality of rushing into decisions quickly and decisively, no matter what the cost or implications. If only we could learn from Eddie, who I think has the right idea. We shouldn't always be in a hurry. There is a lot to be said for mulling over the problems of life whilst chewing a tasty stalk of Imperata cylindrica, that's bloodgrass to you and me, and a favourite, apparently, for Eddie too. Which brings me to the weather. Now, I admit to being something of a pantheist. Apollo, for instance, being an immortal being, I would be interested in having dinner with. So I presume somewhere up there on Olympus there is a department devoted to planning our weather. Well, they seem to have lost the memo. For months, the weather forecasts for Benson have had the air of pronouncements from the much missed mystic Meg, leaving one in a thousand minds, staring up at the sky, trying to work out cloud and rain patterns, agonising over what to wear, and setting out in hope rather than expectation. And then, suddenly, above the wilting clouds, someone fell on a switch and delivered us a searing hot spell that seemed to have no relation to any September in my living memory. Actually, I don't blame the gods for all this, and I have a sinking feeling that it might involve climate change. But ultimately, I think it is Eddie's fault. Our very own mystic Mog. Oh, and welcome, gentle villagers, to autumn. Now, where's that bloodgrass? They assured me it was perennial.